Up short of the first down. However, there is a couple penalty markers on the play. And we have holding against USA.
Yeah, I was going to say Mike Bednarski from USA, number 59. It was pretty easy to spot from my vantage point here. It looked like he had a hold of one of the Harbor Beach defenders.
So a third and five is going to turn into, well, probably a third and 15, third and 18, depending on the spot of the football. I see the penalty marker laying out there at the 37-yard line. They will mark off 10 yards here. Nonetheless, a third and long coming up for USA. 11:13 to go here in the first half. After the Patriots scored first, the Harbor Beach Pirates scored on a pass play from Sorensen to Aaron Ginther. And the two-point conversion was no good. So there is the difference, 8-6. Third down and 17 after they mark off the penalty yardage here. Chris Harper up under center. He's just going to hand off and go straight up the middle with it. Looks like Tyler Dick, the ball carrier, and he will fight his way up close to the 41-yard line. So a fourth down and 11 coming up for USA.
Yeah, and with that play call there, you got to figure Coach Beagle figured he was going to go for it on fourth down if they didn't convert, and that seems to be the case here.
Ball sitting at the Pirate 41-yard line, fourth down and 11 coming up. Patriots will split a receiver wide in each direction, and now they'll back into punt formation. So everybody kind of faked out here. Looked like they were going to go for it on fourth down and then decide to slide back into punt formation. Tim Canfield, the kicker. Nice end-over-end kick. It'll be fielded near the 11-yard line by Aaron Ginther. Ginther up over the 20-yard line before he's tripped up and brought down. So a decent return for Aaron Ginther. They'll set the football down near the 25-yard line, and that's where Harbor Beach will have it first and 10 with just under 10 minutes to go here in the first half.
Well, the last time Harbor Beach had the ball at the 25, they ended up getting a nice play, 75-yard touchdown pass. So let's see if maybe they open it up again on first down.
They'll spot it officially at the 26-yard line. Pirates will split two receivers out to the left. Sorensen will drop back to throw. Looking over the middle. Has Ginther again. Ginther's free. Ginther has another man to outrun. Ginther at the USA 40 down to the 30-yard line, and he's hauled down inside the 30. So, Jason, the pass is working so far as Sorensen finds Ginther yet again.
Yeah, they might as well just stick with it. I mean, two pass plays really going for big yards. Sorensen to Ginther. This one a little different variety. Ginther just a little crossing pattern. Sorensen hit him in stride. He was able to outrun a couple of defenders there before taking it all the way down to the 26-yard line where they started out from the other end. They went to the from 126 to another.
First and 10 for the Pirates on the Patriot 26-yard line, as Jason just mentioned. 9.5 to go here in the first half. They'll split two receivers again out to the left, and the handoff will go right up the middle. And Brian Dukoski, the ball carrier, has a little bit of running room. He'll pick up a few yards here. Second down coming up.
I got an update from the Reese-Ovid-Elsie game. Ovid-Elsie in the second quarter leading Reese 12-0.
Not much of a surprise there for me, anyway.
No, that's a pretty good Ovid Elsie team there. I know they're not anywhere near the area around here, but I know they play in a pretty good division over in the Lansing area, and Reese is finding that out tonight.
Sorensen dropping back to throw, looking for Ginther again, this time just overthrown, and the pass falls incomplete. So third down coming up, and that'll stop the clock with 8:52 to go here in the first half.
Well, one thing, if Harbor Beach can get this passing game going a little bit, it softens up that USA run defense, and that's when they can bring in a guy like Brian Dukoski or Ryan Maurer, you know, one of their bigger backs there, kind of soften up that USA defense a bit, and then it opens things up again on the outside then for, an Aaron Ginther.
And then you have the defense completely guessing whether you're going to go run or pass. We saw that last week with Ubley opening up the field on Deckerville. So Patriots, or rather the Pirates, looking to do the same thing. Ball loose, and the Pirates do hold on to the possession here. going to be fourth down and long coming up for the Pirates. Fourth down and about eight coming up with 8.5 to go in the first half. And now we have a timeout on the field called by the Pirates, so we'll take a break. 8-6, Patriots with the lead. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
High school athletic programs develop teamwork and good sportsmanship in tomorrow's leaders. The law offices of Amanda L. Rogenbuck & Associates, PLLC, extend best wishes to both teams in tonight's game. Outside the courtroom, Amanda Rogenbuck teams with others working on behalf of abused and neglected children and promoting education and economic development. Amanda Rogenbuck knows that good teamwork gets the job done, a principle she applies to her profession at the law offices of Amanda Rogenbuck & Associates, PLLC, in Cass City, serving clients throughout the upper thumb.
I am Michigan. Two great peninsulas bonded by a bridge of steel. I am home to over 10 million people, thousands of farms and homes, great cities and small towns, beautiful lakes and breathtaking scenery. From shoreline to scenic shoreline, I am Michigan. And this is my insurance company, Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting the lives, homes, autos, farms, retirements, and futures of so many Michigan residents. I know that nobody is more dedicated to meeting the insurance needs of Michigan people than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance agents live here, right in the community, and work hard every day to make this a better and more secure place to live. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, making your future more predictable.
Hello, my name is Janine Schmidt. Please stop and see me at 2224 Main Street, Ubley, or call 989-658-8538. The KCN Insurance Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, we are Michigan
Inside
Insurance
handoff
Company.
Converse, and it's Todd Sutherland who picks up a big first down for the Pirates. They will have it first and goal inside the 10-yard line near the 8. So on fourth and long, Jason, the Pirates do a little razzle-dazzle and pick up the first down. Ginther, the ball carrier, slipped on the turf and his knee hit near the original line of scrimmage. There may be about a gain of a yard on the play, so second and goal coming up here for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, nice job on that fourth down play. The passing game was kind of working. I think USA might have been looking past there a little bit too, but an inside reverse, Tom Sutherland picking up the first down, getting inside the 10-yard line, putting Harbor Beach in a position to take the lead.
Second and goal from the 7. Pick up of 1 yard on the last play by Ginther. Full house formation behind the quarterback, Sean Sorensen. He'll pitch it out. It's going to be Ryan Maurer looking for some running room on the right side. He is backed up, still on his feet, but really backed up out there, Jason, and lost quite a few yards on the play as he is taken down near the 16-yard line.
Yeah, Tim Canfield for USA was out there. He didn't make the tackle, but he was able to force Maurer to the outside, and then Tyler Dick came in and cleaned him up, but a big loss for Harbor Beach there on the second down. It sets him up with a long third down situation.
Yeah, third and goal from the 16-yard line, just under 7 minutes to go here in the first half from Harbor Beach High School, where the Patriots have an 8-6 lead. Pirates with a first and goal situation inside the 10, now looking at third and goal from the 16-yard line. Sorensen looking to throw as he drops back to throw, and the ball is loose. The Patriots come up with it. And it's going to be number 71, Dakota Gangler, for the Patriots, who...
It was an interception
by
Gangler.
...come up with a loose ball. You're right, Jason. It looked like Sorensen was either in the process of throwing or just got the football away, and Dakota Gangler right there in his face to snatch it up and run it back a few yards.
Yeah, nice job by the big man Gangler there. Looked like he hit Sorensen on the arm and forced the ball loose, fell right into his hands, was able to advance the ball a little bit, but USA in business here now. It looked like Harbor Beach was knocking on the door, and now how things have changed. USA first down with the ball at the 30-yard line.
At their own 30-yard line, the handoff will go to Canfield. Canfield looking for some running room on the left side, nothing really doing over there. May have picked up a yard, two at the most, so second down coming up. As we're coming up on 6 minutes left to go here in the first half. USA 8, the Harbor Beach Pirates 6. A pickup of 1 yard by Canfield in the last play, second down and 9 coming up.
Well, we had